The global trade landscape is experiencing significant realignment as five European Union nations push for comprehensive trade crackdowns on China, representing a hardening of positions that could fundamentally reshape international commercial relationships. This isn't just about tariffs or specific product categories. It's about systemic concerns regarding state subsidies, technology transfer requirements, and market access reciprocity that have been building for years.
What makes this particularly significant, Marcus, is how it represents a departure from the traditional EU approach of seeking negotiated solutions through multilateral frameworks. These five nations are essentially arguing that standard trade dispute mechanisms have proven inadequate for addressing the scale and sophistication of Chinese economic policies they view as fundamentally unfair.
The timing coincides with NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang's comments about their $200 billion CPU market forecast, including China, which illustrates the complex interdependencies that make trade restrictions simultaneously necessary and economically disruptive. American companies are generating substantial revenues from Chinese markets while simultaneously competing against Chinese firms that benefit from state support.
This creates fascinating strategic tensions for multinational corporations. NVIDIA's acknowledgement that their market projections depend on Chinese access reveals how deeply integrated global technology markets have become, even as geopolitical tensions push governments toward economic decoupling strategies.
The European Central Bank's summoning of major financial institutions over AI cybersecurity flaws also reflects how regulatory approaches are evolving to address technological risks that transcend traditional jurisdictional boundaries. When the ECB takes direct action on cybersecurity, it suggests recognition that financial stability depends on technological security in ways that existing regulatory frameworks haven't adequately addressed.
This represents a fundamental shift in how central banks conceptualize their mandate. Traditional monetary policy and financial regulation focused on capital adequacy, liquidity, and market conduct. But AI cybersecurity threats could destabilize the financial system through entirely different mechanisms that require new regulatory tools and approaches.
The curriculum corner context is particularly relevant here. Understanding how antitrust law works becomes crucial for analyzing these regulatory developments. The Sherman Act, passed in 1890, prohibited monopolies and restraints on trade, but applying these principles to modern technology markets and international competition requires interpreting concepts like market dominance and competitive harm in contexts the original lawmakers never anticipated.
Traditional antitrust analysis focused on market share within defined geographic and product markets, but AI and global technology platforms operate across multiple markets simultaneously and create network effects that don't fit neatly into historical frameworks. When Chinese companies receive state support that allows them to undercut private competitors, it raises questions about whether standard antitrust remedies are adequate.
The five EU nations pushing for trade action are essentially arguing that normal commercial competition cannot function when one side benefits from systematic government support while the other operates within market-based constraints. This goes beyond traditional antitrust concerns about monopolization to questions about fair competition between different economic systems.
Pope Leo XIV's call to disarm AAI in his first encyclical adds an interesting ethical dimension to these economic and regulatory debates. When religious institutions argue for limiting AI development, it suggests moral concerns about technological advancement that transcend economic efficiency or competitive positioning.
The convergence of trade restrictions, financial regulation, and ethical concerns about AI development suggests we're approaching a period where technology policy becomes inseparable from broader questions about economic systems and social values. This makes traditional trade negotiation much more complex, because it involves fundamental disagreements about the role of government in economic development.
Looking at the what if we're wrong question that's become central to our analysis, the most confident assumption driving current policy seems to be that technological competition between different economic systems will eventually force convergence toward more market-based approaches. But what if sustained state support for technology development actually proves more effective than private market competition?
That's a genuinely challenging question, Sarah. If Chinese state-supported AI development achieves better outcomes than Western market-based approaches, it would fundamentally challenge assumptions about economic efficiency that underlie most trade policy. The competitive pressure might force Western countries toward more dirigist economic models rather than China moving toward market mechanisms.
The signal to watch would be comparative innovation rates and practical AI deployment outcomes over the next 2 to 3 years. If state-supported research consistently outperforms private R&D in solving real-world problems, it might validate alternative economic models that current trade policy assumes are inherently inferior.
This connects to broader questions about how democratic societies balance economic efficiency with other social values. Trade restrictions on China aren't just about protecting domestic industries, they're about preserving economic systems that support democratic governance. But if those systems prove less effective at technological development, the trade-offs become much more complex.
For policymakers, this uncertainty argues for maintaining flexibility in trade and regulatory approaches, while avoiding commitments that assume current competitive advantages will persist indefinitely. The next few years of AI development will provide crucial data about whether different economic models produce systematically different technological outcomes.
The broader lesson may be that trade policy, technology regulation, and economic system competition are becoming inseparable challenges that require integrated approaches rather than treating them as separate policy domains. The five EU nations pushing for China trade action represent recognition that piecemeal responses may be inadequate for systemic challenges.